Blog Talk Radio.
The song just simply says, if he doesn't do anything else, he's already done enough. Bishop Brown wrote this song for me. Hallelujah. Going home, y'all, old school. Yeah.
We thank you, Lord God. Come on, church, let us enter in this morning. Let us give God our praise, glory, and honor, because he's worthy to be praised. Oh, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Father God, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, Lord, we come give you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting you for both the one greater than you. Oh, Lord, if we had a thousand tons of peace, we couldn't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you, Lord. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh, God. Lord, we thank you for life, hope, and strength that's coming from you, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we thank you for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, oh, God. Lord, we thank you, oh, God, for protecting us all day yesterday through the night, oh, God, with your hands and hand upon us, oh, God. Oh, Lord, we thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning, amen. Hallelujah. We thank you for restoring our soul, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, Lord, we ask that you move mighty on the line right now, God, in the life of your children, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, do what only you can do, oh, God. Lord, we come to be changed this morning, oh, God. Oh, Lord, touch every area of our life, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We declare and declare, hallelujah, that we operate in your life, oh, God, and we just want to say thank you, oh, God. Oh, Lord, God, as we come today, oh, God, we come believing, oh, God, combining our faith this morning, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, as your sons and daughters, we come to you to worship you as you desire in spirit and in truth. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to John 4 and 42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witnesses to our spirit the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him. Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you holy and do your will. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, out of the love that you have placed in our heart for you, oh God, you're creating us a clean heart right now, oh God, and a broken and contrite heart, a right heart, oh God, repenting in all our ways, amen. Let nothing be done that strife or vain glory, but in loneliness of mind, Lord, that with you, Father God, all things are possible, but with man that the flesh of, they shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we do not come to worship you just to be doing something, oh God, but we come to you, oh God, out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, out of the most shunned of my heart, oh Lord, touch right now, hallelujah, in a way that only you can touch, oh God. Move every mountain, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We declare and declare right now that we have a resurrection power working on the inside. And we declare and declare healing of our body right now, over our mind, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And those of our family, oh God, we pray the strength and protection of our children this day. Oh, our mothers and brothers and sisters, our fathers, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for every head of our household. When you call man to be head of his home, oh God, not only the priest of his home, but also we ask that you call command right there, oh God, all that they need, oh God, your wisdom and your knowledge, oh God. Hallelujah, he will receive success in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, let him prosper, oh God, and all that he put his hands to do for you, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Oh, Lord, help us on today, oh God. Oh, Lord, change us, oh God, from the inside out, oh God. Oh, you are the power, we are the core, oh God. Oh, Lord, Lord, what did you have us to be in the name of Jesus Christ? Oh, Lord, do what only you can do, oh God. According to what David said in Psalm 42, 1 and 2, as the deer pants with the water from the soil, our soul pants with thee, oh God. Our soul thirsts for you, how you for the living God. Our soul yearns over well with desires, yea, you are tied to the course of the Lord, our God. Our heart and our flesh cry out to the living God. Hallelujah. Lord, let this be our hearts cry this morning, oh God. Let the cry of God heavily increase in us, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'm holding, oh God, with our voice, man. Hallelujah. Let God be magnified. Hallelujah to your name. Hey, come on, they won't shut up their head. My God, we break every chain and every stronghold. Every circle right now, we destroy it by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. Every stronghold, strong man, strong power. Every prison that the enemy has put us in to cause bondage. Hallelujah. We come against you right now with the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. We declare the blood that we are set free. Lord Jesus has set us free, so we are free indeed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lord, if there be any wicked way within us, let it be exposed right there, taken out the way. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let no longer complain and backbite and evil be found in us. Let our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Circumcise our heart, Heavenly Father, Yahweh, Hiya. All our fellows with your spirit. Oh God,
just in the mercy and loving kindness that we sing praises to you all the days of our life. You created us a heart of worship, oh God, because we rejoice only in you, Heavenly Father. You are our joy and the lifting of our head. Amen. So you see your Holy Spirit lead us in rivers of your worship and truth. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, help us on today, oh God. Lead us on the path of righteousness for my name's sake, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare the blood of our faithless for us, that we are the righteousness of God. Amen. I believe that we're children of God, born again of the gift of the seed of the word of God. We declare the call that we will not be denied. Hallelujah, we will not take any call of this of substitute. My Lord, my God, we declare the call in the name of Jesus Christ and our children of faith. Hallelujah, by faith in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, move on everyone on the line today. And all that's in your home, oh God. It is our prayer this day, oh God, that all be saved. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray we lift up the Wilson family this morning. We pray we lift up the Jones family. We lift up, hallelujah, the Mary family, the Lincoln family, the Dillon family. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Green family, the Corner family, the Northern family. We lift them up by the Washington family. Amen. The Jenkins family, the Jefferson family. We lift up the Williams family. Amen. Hallelujah, God, I love you. We lift up the Fulham family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we lift up the Grant family. My Lord, my God. We lift up the Daniels family. Amen. We lift up the Jethro family right there, oh God. Glory up in Jesus Christ, your almighty. Hallelujah, give your life. And family, in the name of Jesus Christ, we can harm you with the enemy and cause a vision of chaos. In the name of Jesus Christ, that peace come and restore you. In the families, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. We lift up the Matthew family, oh God. Bold body, oh God. We call you the spirit of Jezebel. We command you to cease your words and study of the Holy Cross. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We come against every hidden spirit on the line this morning. We come against every unteachable spirit. Every spirit of frustration, procrastination, limitation, stagnation. We come against every spirit of hallelujah, of growth and greed. We come against every spirit of destruction. We come against every spirit, hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we come against every spirit of aversion and lust. We come against every spirit of low pressure, deep pressure, pride. Self-righteous, self-righteousness. We come against every spirit of heart pain, discomfort, sickness, disease, and poverty, affliction, and hardship. And we command you to cease your words and die in the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We come against every spirit of bitterness and resentment. We come against every disobedient spirit. We command you to cease your words and die in the Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Oh Lord, touch our hearts this morning. Amen. Any spirit of unrighteousness, or of the bloodline, outside of the Holy Spirit, we command you to cease your words and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Oh Lord, we thank you, O God, for your mercy and your grace. Hallelujah to your name, God. Move on us, oh God. Oh Lord, we don't want to leave you the same way we came this morning, oh God. We declare the cry, hallelujah. Hallelujah, that you are the head of our lives. And the lift of our head, oh God. Let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day, oh God. And make us our life, oh God. And let us sacrifice unto you. A sweet family of ours, and you will be glorified, honor, amen. Praise and the everything things of life unto you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, Holy Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ, Holy Name. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. Amen. We come to you in love and all the adoration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray and honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and through the Holy Spirit right here within us. Let the mind of Christ arrive within us and over all areas of our life. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we yield all that we call to you. And we ask that a true praise and worship go forth right now from our inner man, that we worship our Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. Glory, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, you are the all worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. There is no one greater than you, Lord God. And we give it to you right there, unhindered, in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree in the prayer right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That we walk in the light, hallelujah, and we have true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. My Lord, my God, we praise you. The glory of God is within us, and we are hallelujah, and it's manifest in His glorious presence right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we thank you, Holy Father. Lord Jesus, that we, not only we can commune with you, God, that communion is taking place right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree in the power of the blood of Son Jesus Christ. In His holy name, we live, we move, and have our being. And we thank you, Lord God. Oh Lord, we ask that you touch your man, oh God, today, oh God. Oh Lord, your anointed one, oh God. Oh, your son, oh God, pastor, oh your Lord, amen, oh God. We pray, oh God, let us receive supernatural strength, supernatural favor and blessing that come from you, oh God. We decree and declare, hallelujah, victory over his life, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, and all his steps are fortified you. For your word says that a good man shall survive. My God, by you, Father God, let it be shown to your son this day. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. We declare the crown of goodness of the Lord this morning. Operate through and upon our lives and those in our family. Amen. And we declare the crown that great is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Oh Lord, my God, that we're all in purpose of Christ Jesus. We declare the crown today, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Mother Lord, we thank you, oh God. We ask in Jesus' name, Lord Jesus, loose your favors and break abundance in our presence right now, in the presence of everyone that's on the line today, and all who we pray for this day. In the name of Jesus Christ, in our homes, our cars, our trucks, our land, our properties, our buildings, our workplaces, to protect us and guard us, and for us and God, hallelujah, and to cleanse our all evil, wicked, demon, and tormented spirits from our presence right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you. We thank you for your promise, oh God, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God, for all the good things in our lives, for you are the creator of all things good. Lord, we thank you for your presence right now. For your word says, when there's trouble gathered in your name, touching in the breeze, there you are in the midst. So we thank you for your presence right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, for in your presence is a fullness of our joy. And in your presence, we are complete and whole. And in your presence, we have purpose. Because of your presence, we are glad to be here today. Amen. Father God, we thank you for your plan that we may have a full life and enjoy it and have an abundance of overflowing. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your provision that all needs are met according to your riches and glory. And that we may prosper, hallelujah, in all areas in our life, even if our soul prosper. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your protection. Hallelujah. This is what the Lord cast in our all fear. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, you shall condemn. And we thank you, Father God. We bless your holy name, oh God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, we thank you for your peace. The peace that surpasses all understanding. The peace that keeps us calm and secure through adversity. The peace that leads us through all the storms and hallelujah in our lives, hallelujah, that come into our lives. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh God, for our life, amen. They're coming from you, oh God, and your presence is in our lives, amen. We declare the cross so mighty word offered through us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough for all that you're doing right now. We thank you, oh God, that we can decree and be, and it shall be established in our lives. Amen. Oh, Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to cover us with your anointing, your glory, and your strength of the presence. Oh, Lord, give us a fresh new release and flow on our inner man with rivers of living water. Hallelujah, springing up upon it with life abundant. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. We thank you for the overflow this morning. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh, Lord, you are worthy of all praise, all and honor. We give it to you right now. Oh, we pray for the lost, amen. We pray for the sick and shaken this morning. Oh, Lord, that you are moved by your God to try to intervene and turn all around for the good, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh, Lord, well, there's a healing needed, there's a healing take place right now. God, for command of faith this morning, oh, God. We are delivered to see, oh, God, that deliverance take place right now. We have to find faith this morning, oh, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh, Lord, we pray for financial provision, oh, God. And those, oh, God, that need, oh, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, remove every delay, oh God, to our blessing. Remove every soul and body to our breakthrough. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare, tell you at the sweet of soul, that we are blessed in our going out, blessed in our coming in, blessed in our city, blessed in our field. Hallelujah, for our Holy Father has blessed us, and yet that God has blessed us. No man can curse us, and we receive the blessing of the Lord, that we can reach and never go sorrow. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bind the heart of the evil watch, hallelujah. We get in the ears of the evil listen. Hallelujah, we follow the tongue of the evil speak upon our eyes. And those of our family members all that's on the line today, receive in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive your deliverance right there. Amen. Receive your healing right there. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we follow God that's more. Now God is more than enough. We declare in the crowd that our will not run dry. Amen. That we drink from the cup of blessings. Amen. in the name of Jesus Christ, and we are blessed. We declare and declare the name of Jesus Christ in my faith this morning, that the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not walk. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we declare and declare, amen. Hallelujah, joy has come this morning. We operate in joy. We operate in peace. We operate in holiness. Hallelujah. We operate in blessing and favor from God. And we just want to say, thank you, God. No way, God.
Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that does all things, but
ourselves and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. That God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless your name. Come on, church, give God our praise, Lord, this morning. I was so glad when they said it to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, we love you. Welcome, everyone, welcome. I got a song in my spirit. When I think about Jesus and what he's done for me, when I think about Jesus and how he set me free, I can dance all night. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, if you ever been in bondage. And hallelujah. Hallelujah. You were set free, whatever it was. Hallelujah. Whether it was drinking or smoking or lying or fighting or stealing or whatever it was. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Operating in lust and perversion, whatever it was. Hallelujah. When you were set free. Hallelujah. And when you think about. Welcome this morning. Welcome.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Welcome, 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 every single one here at the Sunday service this morning. We're so glad that you are here with us this morning. We welcome every single one that's in Houston, Texas. Every single one that's in Texas, welcome. Every single one of our friends, every single one of our family members, every single member of the Gospel Public Ministry, we welcome you. Yes, every single one that's in Louisiana, we welcome you as well. Yes. Amen, amen. My wife, she's on fire, yes. We are Pastor, I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning.
And I'm Pastor Paulika Manning.
And we just want to welcome you here to Sunday service this morning. If this is your first time here in Sunday service, we would like to personally welcome you here to Sunday service. If you would press 1, we would be happy to bring you on. Let us know who you are and where you're from. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. We want to pray for you and pray with you this morning. Whatever you're concerned about, I want you to know God is concerned about it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Press 1 at this time. We want to welcome you. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. We thank God this morning. If it's your first time with us in Sunday service, those who are always here in Sunday service, on Sunday mornings, we have communion. So we'll be taking communion at the 10 o'clock hour. So gather your things for communion at this time. And then we have our 2 o'clock service this evening. So we welcome you all. I think my husband already said, welcome, Houston, welcome. Louisiana, welcome. Welcome. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Welcome. I believe we're going to have a song selection by Brother Joe Washington this morning. It's always ready.
Amen.
Amen. Let God use you this morning. Hallelujah.
Yes. Welcome. Welcome.
Amen.
Amen.
Good morning. I'm just so glad to be with y'all again this morning. And God has really been good to me and to my family, you know. Some family that's been going through a lot of trials and tribulation, a lot of death and everything. But we know God is in charge. He's in charge of everything. He has full control of everything. We might not see it, but as a Christian, you know the Lord ain't never made a mistake. I'm going to do a song that I've been singing for a while. The Lord just laid it on my heart to do it. I was going to sing something else, but I'm going to do this song this morning.
Yes.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. I'm tired, Lord, I'm weak, and I am one. Oh, Lord, through the storm and through the night, lead me on to the light. Lord, lead me home. When my way grows dreary, precious Lord, you linger near. When my life is almost gone, oh Lord, hear my cry. And hear my call, hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. I'm tired, and Lord, I'm weak, and I am worn. Oh, Lord, through the storm and through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. When darkness appears and the night draws near and the day is past and gone, oh Lord, at the river, Lord, I stand, guide my feet and hold my hand. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord. Yeah, oh, Lord. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. I'm tired, Lord, I'm weak, and I am worn. Oh, Lord, through the storm and through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord. You know what? I know God has been good to me. He's been good to you. But see, I'm not worried today because you know where I'm going to be standing? At the river. Here I stand. Guide my feet and hold my hand. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank God. We thank God for you, Brother Joe Washington. Amen. There was deliverance in that song. When you was singing this song, I tell you, you were singing from the pit of your belly, and there was deliverance happening then and there. Hallelujah. Yes. You put your whole self into it. Amen. So we thank God for you this morning. Receive your deliverance. Yes. That's what was taking place. Yes. Everything that was on you has been broken off. Hallelujah. Everything that the enemy is attached to you has been stripped off. Amen. Through the soul from the belly, you put that thing. Everything that the enemy tries to do, hallelujah, has been destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Every armor that the enemy has sent has been pushed back. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. You sung that song not like any other. I've heard you sing it before, but today you sung it in the deliverance took place. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Amen. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare no more whatever it was had attached itself to you, on you, in you, and you have been delivered. And we decree and declare this deliverance to be permanent in the name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
We thank God. It's in Jesus' name. We receive it by faith. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. For God be the glory. God bless you. Brother Joe Washington, we love you. We thank God for you.
Love you,
amen,
too.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Through the storm. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Through the night. My God. Leave me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Through the storm. My Lord, how many storms have we face.
Yeah.
And we just trust God
uh-huh.
in the storm. Believe in
uh-huh.
God. Hallelujah. We're coming out
uh-huh.
in a wealthy place. Amen. Hallelujah. Cleansed, washed, and sanctified, made new, made whole. Glory to God. We thank God. God bless you, Brother Joe. We thank God for you. We was over here, I'm telling you, there was something different this day, this morning.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. You know this. Yeah. Oh, shout down, my dear quarter. Oh, shout down. Let us get ready to take our communion this morning. If you have your things for communion this morning, your elements, go ahead and grab them at this time. We're going to have our communion. Hallelujah. We thank Brother Joe so much this morning. Hallelujah. We see the deliverance. Amen. We praise and worship. Deliverance comes. Amen. We can break some things off of us. Amen. Destroy some yokes. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I hope you receive this. As Brother Joe was singing from the belly. My God, my God, my God. What's that saying? There's deliverance comes from the belly. Higher. Whatever was on your mind, be free. Be free. Amen. Let us enter in this morning. The Bible says in Luke 22, verse 14 to 20, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which I shed for you. Let us pray.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27 that whoever can eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins, of all of our transgressions, of all of our iniquities, and all of our trespasses, and cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we're now able to enter into communion with you at this time, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that you went to the cross for us. We thank you, Jesus, that you took all of our sins, all of our transgressions, all of our iniquities, and all of our trespasses to the cross with you, Lord. We thank you that you took this piece of bread, your body in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you. Hallelujah. We remember your suffering and how you were beaten and mared and spit upon, how you were whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so that our bodies may be healed. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that by your stripes that we are healed. Hallelujah. By your stripes we are healed in the name of Jesus. We thank you for loving us and for touching us and for healing us. We thank you that you took this bread and you said, take, eat. This is my body was broken for you. And we partake in faith in the name of Jesus. So we now take this piece of bread, your body in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. You may eat. Hallelujah. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, that you took the cup and you said to your disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you shed your blood for us. We thank you, Father God, that your blood is our atonement. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your blood justifies us. It sanctifies us. It redeems us. Your blood cleanses us and washes away all of our sins. Your blood washes away all of our iniquity and all of our transgressions and all of our trespasses. Your blood heals us in the name of Jesus. So we now take this cup in remembrance of you. You may drink. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray with thanksgiving. And everybody do say amen and amen again. Hallelujah.
What can wash away my sin?
Yes.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen. I know. What can make me whole again?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We're going to have two song selections. We'll be right here. We'll be right back with the preach word from Apostle Paul and the commandments. So stay with us. Stay with us. Amen.
If I were a drummer, I would use my cymbal. If I were a writer, I would use a pencil. I would use my voice. If I were a singer, ooh, no matter who. I would use my research, a prolific dissertation. If I was a speaker, I would use my hands. If I were a potter, no matter. We thank you for what you've done, God. What you're doing, God. And what you're gonna do. No matter who or what we are, we must praise. There's a praise on the inside that I can't keep to myself. A holler stirring up from the depths of my soul. So excuse me if I seem a little giddy or maybe even strange, but praise is the way.
Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a praise that's on the inside. Hallelujah. We thank God. We thank you, Father God, for giving us that praise that's on
yes,
the inside.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Well, we welcome everyone one more time here to Sunday service this morning. We have made it here to the message part of Sunday service. I would like for everyone to help me to receive this beautiful woman of God, hallelujah, this anointed woman of God, prayer warrior, hallelujah. Wake up early every single morning, hallelujah, and position herself to hear from God. And do not find a robbery, hallelujah. And when you call,
hallelujah, to be in position to be able to hear from God, to be able to help you, hallelujah. A devoted wife, hallelujah, my beautiful wife, hallelujah. A devoted mother, devoted friend, hallelujah. Will y'all please help me to welcome my beautiful wife, Apostle Tawanika Manning.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Pastor Manning. My love.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. Such beautiful words.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God. Welcome, church, this morning. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Let's give God our praise, glory, and honor. Amen. I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. Just thanking God this morning. Amen. Because he is worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. Will you just shout glory? Hallelujah this morning. Lord,
glory.
God is able to God. It's still the same God yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm just so excited to be here. Just thanking God, you are, if anything else, because God has given you life today. There's nothing that you did on your own that you are here today, amen? So we deserve our honor, praise, and glory, amen? He is worthy of your praise. Don't let the devil keep your mouth closed. Open up your heart, and chains will be broken. Strongholds and soul ties. Prison doors will open up by your praise. Praise, praise it. Come on, come on. Every praise is to our God. Hallelujah. We need to give him praise today because he is worthy of all praise. He is the creator of all things in all for all. I'll see it. I'll know it, God. Everywhere, God. Amen. There's nowhere that you can go that God cannot reach you. There's no situation that God cannot turn on for your good. So give him praise this morning. Church, hallelujah. Glory to God. I've been in some situations. Hallelujah. Hey, it was no way out but God. Hallelujah. How about the way out but God way? Amen. There was no other way but God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Will you thank but God today? Hey. Yahweh God, all creator, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisha, Jehovah Jireh, amen. Jehovah Shalom, our elder God, will you thank him today? Jehovah Master Dishram, Jehovah Speaker Dora, El Shaddai, will you thank him? May you well, will you thank Yahweh God? He is over whatever you need, it's in God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we come seeking in place the kingdom of God in all this righteousness right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm excited. I thank God. Holy Spirit, have your way in this place in the name of Jesus Christ. And every household and in the hearts of all your children this morning. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, through his precious blood, your only Son, amen. Your only begotten Son that you sent to save the dying world. Heavenly Father, it is written in your word according to John chapter 10 that your sheep know your voice. Hallelujah. And Heavenly Father, I am one of your sheep. I ask you, Heavenly Father, to teach me to hear your voice distinctly and clearly according to John chapter 10, amen. I ask you to increase your anointing on me right here to clearly hear and know your voice, amen. And that of a amen. I ask you to do this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, Lord, give me the ability, Heavenly Father, to hear your voice right now in this service of God, that people will be delivered and set free, healed, amen, blessed and favored, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. That conscience, hallelujah, will be broken and destroyed, amen. They will release the captives from the prison in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus Christ, thank your wife for throwing your place on the throne of my life. Amen. I give it to you right now and for eternity. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to bind all that I am, to all that you are, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, send yourself through me in all areas of my life, fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Hallelujah. And I decrease so that you may have all the increase in me right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way right now. Hallelujah to your name, God. I declare and declare you to be on the throne of my life, in and over all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith, in all, through all, above all, in my life. Let thy kingdom come, amen. Let thy will be done. Let us receive our daily bread that our spirit shall let us be full in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. I'm going to ask that you let the glory of the Lord rise upon each of us today in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Isaiah 68. We ask you, Lord, to rise on each of us right now and let your glory be seen on each of us in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Every time we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence, and it's in Jesus' name that we pray and we enter in and we speak today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The word of today is, will you trust God with the little? Will you trust God with the little? You ask the person, what do you mean, will I trust God with the little? See, we'll trust God when we have abundance.
peace from God when you don't know a little bit. When you give it all over to God, the little bit that you got, it almost, see, it's easy to trust God when we got more than enough. But when you trust God, when it gets down to just a little bit, when you make the choice to trust God, the lesson today is when you trust God with a little.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to start in the book of Kings, 1 Kings this morning. 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 12 through 16 is where we're starting today. And I'm going to try to slow it down, hallelujah, so you can get it all. Amen? Amen. 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 12 through 16. Hallelujah. When you get to say amen, we'll have Pastor Manny to go through the Bible and put it for, I'll go by that time and amen. Amen. 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 12 through 16. Amen. The Bible reads, and I'm coming out the King James Version this morning. Amen. The Bible reads, and it shall come to pass. It's hallelujah. 1 Kings chapter, I'll give you all the right chapter. I'm sorry. 17. 1 Kings 17. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why is I'm in this? Like I'm in the wrong place, but let me. No, I'm in 1 Kings. Y'all give me a moment. I'm telling you all. Yeah. Hold on. I got my stuff written down here, but I'm that can't be. Okay, 1 Kings. Help me. Okay, I see what happened. I was at 18. 1 Kings 17, you all. I'm right. 17. I just was in the wrong one, and I began to read like, no, that's not it. 17, I'm telling you all right. 17, verse 12 through 16. The Bible says, so he said, as the Lord God lives, I do not have bread, only a handful. Let me go back a little bit so I can give you more understanding. This is the prophet Elijah that is speaking. So if we go back to verse 8, and I will start at 8 through 16, the Bible says, then the word of the Lord came to him saying, arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. See, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you. So he arose and went to Zarephath, you are, and when he came to the gate of the city, indeed a widow was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, please bring me a little water in a cup that I may drink. And as she was going to get it, he called to her and said, please bring me a morsel of bread in your hand. So verse 4 says, so she said, as the Lord your God lives, I do not have bread, only a handful of flour in a bin and a little oil in a jar. And see, I am gathering a couple of sticks that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die. Verse 13 says, and Elijah said to her, do not fear, go and do as you have said, but make me a small cake from it first, and bring it to me, and afterward make some for yourself and your son. Verse 14 says, for thus says the Lord God of Israel, the bread of flour shall not be used, nor shall the jar of oil run dry, until the day of the Lord sends rain on the earth. If you know the story, see, hallelujah, hallelujah, you know that the prophet has a call for a drought in the land. So there was famine in the land. Elijah had called for a drought, so there was famine in the land. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we look in verse 15, the Bible says, so she went away and did according to the word of Elijah, and she and he and her household ate for many days. Verse 16 said, the bin of flour was not used, nor did the jar of oil run dry, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by Elijah. I want you to understand, if we go back, hallelujah, in verse 8, it says here in the Bible, well, God said, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you. See, God had already commanded her ever so short to follow through with the commandment to trust God with a little. The Bible tells us, it is here, she said, all I got is a little bit, and I'm going to feed myself and my son so we can prepare to die. She said, some of y'all ready to take the little bit you got and die instead of trusting God with a little bit. So, today, church, we trust God with a little bit. So make it more than enough. We call a God more than enough. We call a God that can do the impossible. I'm in a situation that seems impossible, but you got to trust God with a little bit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's easy to give out of necessity. It's easy to give out of necessity.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Check the line from somebody's message saying the line is muffled, so I need you to let me know. It's easy to give out of necessity. But when you give God, when you only have a little bit, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to know that God will take the little that you got and multiply it. Hallelujah. You're trying to figure it out, but God has already worked it out. You're trying to see, I'm going to stretch this $20, this $40 for the week. I'm going to feed me and my children and go to work. I got to make a choice. I'm going to feed the kids or I'm going to go to work. Both are very important, but will you trust God and put that 20 in the bank and trust God to multiply it a little bit?
Hallelujah.
That's true faith.
Hallelujah.
That's true faith. I want you to understand that today. Will you trust God with a little and give it to him?
Thank you. Thank you.
We serve a God of multiplication.
Yes.
He will multiply that debt you have and make it more than enough. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. See, God is saying today, give me the little bit.
Yeah.
Don't look at the little and say, but God, that's all I have.
Uh-huh.
God, I know you don't want me to take this and feed somebody else. I barely got enough for me and mine. He said, give me the little bit and watch me multiply it.
Uh-huh.
See, this is not, hallelujah, not everybody can do this because you got to have faith. You got to have faith to trust God with a little bit. It was famine in the land. Can you imagine the situation was in? And the woman was saying, hey, I can't give you no bread.
Uh-huh.
I ain't got that. All I got is this that's in my hand.
Yeah.
And that's only enough to barely feed me and mine. And then we don't prepare to die. We don't eat this little bit and die. And God is saying, you ain't got to die on a little bit. My Lord, my God. My Lord, my God. I want you to understand, God does not need your money to do miracles. He needs your faith.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's not your money that activates miracles to God. It is your faith.
Hallelujah.
Come on, church. A lot of people think it's their money. No, it's your faith. They activate. See, when you so busy trusting in money, even your money trust God because if you look at your money today, it says, in God we trust.
That's right.
So it says, in God we trust.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Will you trust God?
My Lord.
With a little.
Hallelujah.
We go over to the book of John. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know this from reading how Jesus took the bread. And the fish, and he multiplied them. You go to John chapter 6 with me, verse 4 through 14. Hallelujah. Some of y'all looking at, you know what? I ain't got no money. My money running out. My unemployment is gone. My husband lost his job. I'm barely making ends meet. My little bit, it's not getting it. I can't give this much. I can't give because I barely got enough myself. I can't tithe. I can't give an offering. I can't help nobody over there because I can barely help myself. I was told you can't help nobody till you help yourself. That's a lie. Jesus.
Right.
Jesus.
Right.
Don't you know God is our helper? Hallelujah. Because if you're depending on self, that's right. That's all you're going to have, self. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of John 6, 4 through 14, I'm not going to be long, church. Amen. Amen. The Bible says in verse 4 in chapter 6 in the book of John, says, now the Passover, a feast of the Jews was near. Then Jesus lifted up his eyes and seeing a great multitude coming toward him, he said to Philip, what shall we buy bread that these may eat? But this, he said, to test them. Hallelujah. I want you to understand what he said in verse 6. But this he said to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Jesus knew already. So he was saying this to test him. So verse 7 says, Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may have a little.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Verse 8 says, one of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, there is a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish, but what are they among so many? Hallelujah. See, we're looking at the little bit here and say, Jesus, hallelujah. How are we going to see? Are you not seeing the multitude? And all we have here is a little bit. And trust me, with a little bit. Verse 10 says, then Jesus said, make the people sit down. Hallelujah. Now, there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000, and Jesus took the logs, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples, and the disciples to those sitting down, and likewise of the fish as much as they wanted. It was on air. Well, you can only have 2. You can only have 1. As much as they wanted. So when they were filled, murder. He said to his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain so that nothing is lost. Verse 13 says, therefore they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of 5 barley loaves which were left over by those who had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the sign that Jesus did say, hallelujah, said, this is truly the prophet who is to come into the world.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to stop right there.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to stop right there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm going to stop right there.
Amen.
Will you trust God with the little? With the little. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're looking at it and saying, how is this possible? We serve a God of impossibilities. When you're so busy looking at your little, hallelujah, and telling God about your little, won't you tell your little about God?
Hallelujah.
Little, you will increase. Little, you will multiply. Little, you are good. Little, you are blessed. Hallelujah. When you trust God with your little.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
See, the devil wants you to focus on the little bit,
yes,
instead of looking at the God that's more than enough.
Hallelujah.
For your little bit. Amen. See, there's a lesson in the leftovers. See, God gives in abundance. He takes whatever we can offer him in time, ability, or resources and multiplies its effectiveness beyond our wildest expectations. Amen. If you take the first step in making yourself available to God, he will show you how greatly you can be used to advance the work of his kingdom. But you got to trust God with a little bit. Do you have faith in it to trust God with your little? Because it all comes back to having the faith.
Amen.
To trust God with your little.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are, I know we know the story in the Bible that speaks of a woman in the book of Mark. Hallelujah. That had 2 denarius.
Yeah.
In the book of Mark, you all. Mark, and I'll give it to you so you can write it down and go back and see it for yourself. Mark 12, verses 41 through 44. Mark 12, verses 41 through 44. The Bible says, then Jesus sat opposite the treasury and saw how the people put money into the treasury. And many who were rich put in much. Verse 42 says, then one poor widow came and threw in 2 mites, which make a quadrant. So he called his disciples to himself and said to them, but surely I say to you that this poor widow has put in more than all those who have given to the treasury. And verse 44 says, for they all put out of their abundance, but she out of her poverty put in all that she had, her whole livelihood. Will we trust God with the little? Well, we trust God with a little bit. We're so many trying to hold on to the little. God said, I got more for you. But when you trust me with a little, give it to me. Give me that little bit and watch me multiply it. But you got to trust me enough to give it to me.
Uh-huh.
My Lord, my God. We trust God for life. We trust God that the world is spinning on its axle. We trust God for the air that we breathe. And when we wake up, we're breathing. And God, we trust God with us. But when you trust God with your little.
Hallelujah.
I want you to understand in the Lord's eyes, this poor widow gave more than all the others put together. Though her gift was by far the smallest, the value of a gift is not determined by its amount, but by the spirit in which it is given. A gift given grudgingly or for recognition and losing its value, church. When you give, remember, gifts of any size are pleasing to God when they are given out of gratitude and a spirit of generosity. But you got to have faith in God to give when you only have a little. You know, if I give it, God's going to give it back to me great. He's going to multiply it. But will you give it? Will you give it trusting God? Amen. Will you give it trusting God? Hallelujah. With your little. In the Bible, in the book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 18 to 22, there was a story about a certain rich ruler. And Jesus, he came to Jesus and he asked him, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He was doing everything according to the commandments. And Jesus told him, he said, you still lack one thing. He said, sell all that you have and distribute to the poor, and you will have a treasure in heaven, and come, follow me. See, this man, he has wealth. Even because he had a little to give, he did everything he could. But when it came down to him giving, hallelujah, even what he had to receive, what God had for him, he found it to be too much.
Hallelujah.
He didn't say, there's only one thing. You know, you're doing everything else, but it's just one thing you're not doing. It's one thing. It's small, one thing. But he saw it great because he wasn't willing to give up his wealth to follow Jesus. See, this man would have made his life comfortable and gave him power and prestige. So when Jesus told him to sell everything he owned, hallelujah, Jesus was touching the very basis of his security and identity. The man did not understand that he would be even more secure if he followed Jesus than he was with all his wealth. Jesus does not ask all believers to sell everything that we have, although this may be his will for some of us. He does ask us all, you know, however, to get rid of anything that has become more important than God. If your basis of security has shifted from God to what you own, it would be better for you to get rid of those possessions when you trust God with a little bit. Amen? See, even when you have more than enough, when you trust God when he say, give it all away. Hallelujah. Give it all away. Hallelujah.
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 My Lord, my God. And some of us say, well, I don't know why don't ask me to do that. Jesus. Jesus. Well, we're asking God for everything. Amen. But when you trust God with a little, when God is asking you, give, sister. When God is saying, give me the little bit. When you give it, brother. When you give it, not worry about it. Say, no, God got me. I know it's already all right. Hallelujah. When you have to think about it, when you give quickly, God, your little. Hallelujah. 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 I want you to understand, you are. If we are willing and able to trust God with the abundance, why can't we trust God with the little when it's not, even when it's not enough? See, God not only owns the cattle on a thousand hills, he owns the hills. Amen. See, God's resources, hallelujah, are not limited. They are unlimited. His love is unfailing. His promises are true, and his plans are always good. He is trustworthy. Amen. According to Philippians 4:19, the Bible says you can be sure that God will take care of everything you need, his generosity exceeding even yours in the glory that pours from Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. If you want more, you must be faithful in the little and give God your little. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, will you trust God today with your little?
Amen.
If it's you that we're talking to today,
uh-huh.
If it's you, if it's me that God is talking to today, Lord, I give you the little. I give it all over to you, not withholding nothing. Amen, because there's nothing greater, no more greater than to have that relationship with God and knowing that it's already done. There's nothing that your little can do, but by faith, hallelujah, we give today our little. Trusting you with it all, not just some of it, not only when it's just good, we're trusting God for it all.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The Bible says, faith, hallelujah, and the faith is the assurance of things hoped for the evidence of things not seen. Faith, 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 and I'm going to say that faith, you got to have faith, amen?
Amen,
hallelujah. Do you have the faith today, church, to trust God with your little? Let me say, oh, you don't know what I'm going through, you don't know this, and I trust God, it still ain't happening, but do you have faith? Are you operating in pure faith?
Hallelujah.
Are you complaining? Amen.
Hallelujah.
Are you complaining and murmuring? And is that you today? I want you to decide today. Have a made up mind that you're going to trust God with everything, every part of your life, even your little.
Hallelujah.
Because we will hold on to that little bit.
Yeah.
I've done it before. I said, ooh, this is it. Okay. Well, that's going to be this thing. But when I got to know God, when I start believing and walking in faith that little bit, I was willing to give if I didn't have nothing else. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's your time. When you give God a little bit of time, when you come aside, God said, don't go stay here. I need you right here. I need you praying. When you stay right there instead of going out knowing that you need more and trusting God for the more in your little bit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want us to understand. When the Bible talks about faith in Hebrews, amen, we hear it all the time, but are we operating with that kind of faith?
Uh-huh.
Walking by faith and not by sight.
Yeah.
The Bible said that God had something for the widow to do. He sent Elijah to her.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But she had to trust and believe. She had to have a faith that God would do what he said he would do. Amen. Amen. But I want you to understand something here as we wrap up here. Hallelujah. And I say it again, do you have faith? Do you trust God? I'm sorry, do you trust God with the little today, church? Do you trust God with the little? Don't let the enemy keep you in bondage. Don't let the enemy keep you entrapped with his lies, thinking, well, God not going to bless you. He not going to give you no more. If you give that, that's all you're going to have, and you're not going to have nothing. What if it's going to be 30 days? What if God don't do it right away? What if you give it and that's it? It don't happen. But you got to have the faith to trust God with the little.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I know that's what we speak. That's nothing but the enemy speaking, telling you if you give that, or the pastor's asking you to give that, they say come do this, you're not going to have nothing. How you going to feed your kids? What do you trust? Have you ever been in that position where you say, God, that's all I got? And God said, give it. Well, Lord, I ain't going to have nothing. He said, give it. Will you trust me with your little? Hallelujah. I want you to understand in faith, you all, as we wrap up here today, God bless everyone. When we talk about faith, the two words that describe faith is confidence and certainty. These two qualities need a secure beginning and an ending point. Amen. The beginning point of faith is believing in God's character, who he is, who he say he is, and what he say he will do. See, the end point is believing in God's promises that he would do what he says. Amen. So when we believe that God will fulfill his promises, even though we don't see the promise materializing yet, we demonstrate true faith by walking in it. Amen. Though we can't see it right now, but trust in God that it won't be done because we know who he is. Amen. All creator, all seeing, all knowing, everywhere, God.
Yes,
in
Lord.
All through, all God. Hallelujah. But you got to believe and walk by faith and not by faith, knowing that with God, all things are possible. Do you trust God with your little?
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Will you trust God with your little today, church? God bless you all. God bless you all. May God bless your little in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Will that be one today? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that the message that went forth this morning, hallelujah. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for moving like you moved on every single mind and on every single heart to trust you with a little bit that we have in exchange for all that you have. In Christ Jesus. There may be one today that realize that you're holding on to the little bit of life that you have here. But here it is. There's a life of salvation that is for you. An eternal life that's for you. If you realize that and you have never prayed the prayer of salvation before, would you give it all over to God today? Will you come today? Will you press one today, hallelujah, and accept Jesus Christ into your life as your personal Lord and Savior? Amen.
Yes,
the most important thing you can ever do as a human being, as a living being, is being born again. Hallelujah. Will you press one? Apostle Ty Link and I, we will help you to pray this simple prayer of salvation. Hallelujah. There may be one that is already a believer. You're already in Christ. But as this message that the Holy Spirit was able to preach to Apostle Tawanika today, you realize you're still holding on to the little bit. You're still living like you don't have Jesus. But here it is, you're sealed in your faith. Hallelujah. Will you press one today? If that's something that you're holding on to, if that's something that you entered into, that God had brought you out of and you had entered back into it, we press one today. See, we serve a loving God, a merciful God, God of grace, God of mercy, and God of truth. Hallelujah. That's what he's here for, to love on you, to forgive you, to set you back on the right path. But see, you have to come. Hallelujah. Will you press one today? Will you give it all over to Jesus?
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Someone that's needing deliverance right now. Someone that's looking for a miracle in their life right now. God specializes in miracles. First, God specializes in miracles.
Yes,
Lord. So see, you have to come. You have to come. See, it's your own free will if you come or not. But it's the will of God that you do come. So with your faith, will you come today? Whatever it is that's concerning you, will you bring it all over to Jesus? Amen. Will you press one today? There may be one, hallelujah, that's looking for a church home. Well, I tell you, Apostle Tawanika and I, we would love to love you. We would love to love you. We would love to love on you. We would love to commune with you. We would love to teach you. We would love to be a part of you. Hallelujah. See, there's no time or distance in spirit, so there's no time or distance between you and I, wherever we are right now. You're on the East Coast or the West Coast. There is no time or distance Spirit. We thank God for it. We want you. We accept you right now. Will you press one today if you are looking for a church home? Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for every single word that went forth this morning that was able to reach us in a place where you know where we are. Hallelujah. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for being our guide.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Holy Spirit, for being our redemption. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for being our instructor, for being our all in all.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Holy Spirit, for every single one that you have already healed, every single one that you have already redeemed, every single one that you have already set free. And we thank you for those that have not been redeemed yet. But hallelujah, you're tugging on their hearts right now to bring it all over to you. Hallelujah,
yes,
to come
Lord.
To you right
Amen.
Now. Because it is you that calls us, hallelujah, out of darkness. It's you that calls us out of poverty. It's you that calls us, hallelujah, because you have already ordained our steps. And we thank you, Father
Amen.
God.
Yes, Lord.
We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over us. We plead your precious blood over all that we have received on this day.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. And we thank you for every single one that you're able to reach right now.
Yes.
And help us, hallelujah, to reach those that did not hear the message today, but we'll meet them in the highway, meet them in the stores, meet them in the workplace, in our family homes. We will meet them. And we thank you that we'll give them the same word. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let every single word of our mouth and meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight. You're our strength. You're our Redeemer. And we just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. It's in your name, Lord Jesus, that we pray with love and thanksgiving. And everybody that do agree says amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
At this time we receive our tithes and offerings. Amen.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen. You position yourself to give on today. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You'll send those over to Pastor Chantel at Cash App if you have Cash App. If you don't have Cash App, you give us a call. We'll give you another means of sending over tithes and offering to us at 832-725-8094. That's 832-725-8094. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you, oh God, for all good things coming from you, oh God. But as we give on today, oh God, hallelujah, we ask, oh God, that you will multiply, oh God. Hallelujah, our seed on today, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, and when it's time for harvest, and we will harvest a good harvest, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord Jesus. Dear Jesus, make us an emissary for your kingdom on our tithes and offerings, and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officer of your money as it comes to us, oh God, and we thank you. It's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offerings as spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of good glory, of your glory for your sake on earth. Amen. What matters to you is the dedication that we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, as we give today, oh God. Press down, shake it together, run it over, man, so give it to our bosom. And we thank you for it, Lord. We decree and declare, oh God, that you give seed to the sower, oh God. And we decree and declare, we receive it today, oh God, by faith as we sow, amen, in your goodness, in your favor, in your blessings. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you all today. And we just thank God for the word that went forth. Amen. I believe some of us have been in that position before we have come to know Christ. Amen. And the promises of God. And we can stand on it and believe and trust God no matter what. Amen. Amen. We're going to have our announcements for today, and I'll be giving those announcements. Today is October the 10th, right, 2021, here the Gospel Public Ministries in Houston, Texas, where senior pastors are Pastor Doris Amen and Apostle Tawanika Manny. Amen. I'm getting that together.
On Mondays, we have our intercessory prayer at 6 a.m. on our church line at 845-277-9213. Please join us. This month of October, we start on October 1st at 6 p.m. You all, we are in prayer for the month of October. Join us on our prayer line. Let me get that prayer number for you all because it's not the same number as our church number, so we're on a different line for the month of October. We're trusting God for the breakthrough, for breakthrough in all areas of our life. That number is 520-525-8608. Again, that number is 520-525-8608. I tell you, it's been a wonderful, blessed time, and God is already moving. He's moving speedily, amen, swiftly, concerning all that we come together, petition and prayer by faith, and just trusting God on one accord, amen. We know when the apostles and disciples came on one accord, they received the Holy Spirit. Amen. They were on one accord. So we come on one accord on that line for the whole month of October. If you can join us, please join us at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Amen. And on Wednesday nights, we have our Bible study at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time here on our church line, 845-277-9213. Please join us for Bible study. We've been having a good time in Bible study. I tell you that. Amen. And on Saturdays at 12 noon, we have our Saturday school lessons. Amen. We don't have Sunday school. We have Saturday school. So join us here on our church line number, 845-277-9213, at 12 noon. We've been talking about fasting for deliverance and breakthrough. And it's been a really good time. We have prayer, strategic prayers, a prayer, know what to pray, why you're praying, what you're praying for, and trusting God for the breakthrough and for your deliverance, even those in your family. So join us Saturday from Saturday school. Our lesson right now is deliverance and breakthrough through fasting and prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. And Sundays, of course, we have our 10 a.m. service and our 2 p.m. service here on our church line. So join us, if you can, on both services at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. We'd love to have you on both services. We want to say happy birthday to everyone that's celebrating a birthday in the month of October. Happy birthday. Our daughter Kenya is celebrating her 17th birthday this month, October 23rd. And we pray God continue to bless her and grow and strengthen her. That she'll be a mighty woman of God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And anyone else that's on, Evangelist Kimberly Redford is celebrating her birthday October the 11th, which is tomorrow. Happy birthday, Evangelist Kim. God bless you. Happy blessing. Happy birthday to Evangelist Kim. While she's on the line today. Hallelujah. We're going to open up your line. Happy birthday, Evangelist Kim. I know it's tomorrow. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
Don't forget, October 11th, there an evangelist, Kimberly Redford, is celebrating her birthday. I'm not going to tell you her age. She's looking young and younger. I had a chance to fellowship with her last week.
I'm 53. I'm thankful. Hey.
All
53,
right.
Bless 50. You.
You're going to be 53 tomorrow.
Yes, 53. Ma'am.
Amen. Glory to God.
Yes,
we pray God to see you to bless you, keep you, strengthen you, favor you all the days of your life. May God bless your latter days greater than your beginnings. May God call your men to come pour into your bosom. Amen. Great and mighty. Open the doors that no man can close. Amen. Doors of blessing. Doors of favor. Doors of good relationships, good opportunities. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, close every door that the enemy can operate through. We decree and declare healing be upon your body right now. Victory over your life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we're filled with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the promises of God.
Hallelujah.
It's in Jesus' name we pray. So God be the glory. Amen. Amen. And amen. We always thank God for you. We can always look to Evangelist Kim to give us a cheerful shout. Amen. Every time she gets on the prayer call, she says, hello, everybody. We want to say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Chris Kill. Happy birthday to you. Amen. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor Kimberly Webster. We love us some Kimberly Webster, I tell you. God bless you. Amen. Anyone else that's celebrating a birthday in October, happy birthday to you. Anybody that's celebrating their wedding anniversary, happy anniversary to you and yours. May God continue to bless your union with peace, your happiness, blessings,
yes,
faith of the Lord. Amen. Long life, good life together. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank God for everyone here in Sunday service. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. We want to release the pastor's blessing. That concludes our announcements for today. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless you here at the Gospel Public Ministries where Pastor Dante Manning, senior pastor myself, as well as Minister Lauren Green and Evangelist Kimberly Wrestler, our ministers on the roster. We bless you to prosper.
Amen.
We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. Amen. We bless
yes,
you to
Lord.
Have a place to be
Amen.
A place of joy. We bless you to be to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. Amen. We bless you to prosperity
Amen.
To function as you were intended to function. Amen. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I do pray that everyone was able to get a little something out of that. I know I did. We thank God for you, Apostle. Thank God so much. You know, I do have to admit, you stepped all on my sermon. I'm talking about you were all over it, but that's all right. That means that we are on one accord, and we know that God
Hallelujah.
Is moving. We know that the message that God wants to go forth is going to go forth, and I thank you for positioning yourself to receive that word and to be able to deliver it to each and every one of us. Amen.
Amen.
Now, may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, that which is well-pleasing in his sight. Through Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody that do agree, do say amen, amen again. God bless every single one
amen.
Here in Sunday service. You know, may God keep you. We love you over here at the Gospel Public Ministry. We love you so, so much. God loves you more than we can ever try or ever imagine. Amen. If you do have an opportunity, do show up. Do come back to the 2 p.m. service. You may have heard the word of God this morning, and it may sound some similar to what it's going to be at 2 p.m., but the word's still going to go forth. Amen. Amen. Remember, Satan is already defeated, and Jesus is Lord. Amen. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last. Ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say,
give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him. And I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah.